Luke chapter 12, 6 and 7. Jesse, can you read that?
Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
So God loves us so much. You know, he knows everything about us. What? Yeah, you need water? He knows, he even knows every hair on our head. You look at hairs and they're pretty fine, right? Pretty fine. And it's, he's numbered them, right? And if you start numbering hairs, if you were bored one night, I don't know, and start numbering hairs, there's a lot of hairs, right? We are very valuable to God. Now, as a teenager, I grew up in the 80s, which we had the best music. That's facts. That's facts. That's just what it is. Now, our rock bands even had a nickname, is the hair bands, because they had a lot of hair, right? So God would have been spending a lot of time numbering those heads. What?
The poofier the better.
Exactly. That was the mentality. We like poof. We also had a TV show called Mr. Science. And I know there's others, what kind of copycats of them. But it introduced the 80s, or the 80 kids, to hair wrestling.
To what?
God bless you. Hair wrestling. I know it's not... No. It's not very popular now, because because usually people do not recognize it. But did you know that you take a plate, a normal plate, and there's a little bit of water in here. Oh, I pre-did this. I put a little bit of water here. But you take a hair, in your two hairs, and you put them fairly close to, you're not right on top of each other, but they'll gradually go together and start entangling themselves. And then so the kids, as kids, were like, okay, why it's not popular is because it's kind of boring. You know, once you've seen it. But we made a game out of it. We made a game out of it, and we said the one what twists more times around the other one is the winner. So my hair's pretty good. I've gotten beat a couple times. But, I mean, Max might have been contender a month ago, but it works better. It works better with long hair. It just does. Cassia's is already curly, so she has an unfair advantage. But, luckily or unluckily for you, my daughter, what's up? And she has, unless Jesse wanted to relinquish, but I don't know, you don't want to pull it out, but sometimes, I don't know if you notice, or maybe it's my own hair, but you just like, yeah, but you got a hair? You got a hair? Okay, we'll challenge. All right, I need to get a single hair, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, this one's blonde.
See, it's blonde. This one's blonde, too. And blonde hair, rather, it's still hair. And this is 100%, I just want to let you know, it's 100% human hair. We're not cheating here. We're not doing any horse hair or anything. No steroids are involved in this training sport. Oh, I don't know. We didn't have rice water back then, did we, honey?
No.
No. So you guys have to get close. Because look at it. Can you see this hair from here?
Yes.
Whatever. You cannot. All right. So, So you put it. But blonde hair is harder to see. Okay, so you see that one? Okay, put it close. And then you just kind of see, look at, watch, watch. Oh! I know, you weren't in there. He was watching. So I was. Okay, I'm sorry.
You messed up my makeup.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about that. I was hoping Max. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I know the one I didn't want to get the most. I did trick you. I apologize. But there are people. There are people like me what will trick you out in the world. There's many different reasons. But these people what are going to trick you, they might seem nice. They might smile. You know, they give you, oh, no, this is going to be good. It's kind of like yesterday. Apparently, yesterday was Arizona's free day to fish.
Right.
Yeah, you could fish free anywhere in Arizona. For free. You didn't have to have a license. You just go out. But when you're fishing, you don't use a rusty tin can, do you? What are you fishing for, Max?
if you have the spots like I have, it's hard to bring the pole out.
So you just scoop them up like little minnows? Doesn't sound like fishing. But most people, I'm sorry. My wife would have killed me. Most people would use something shiny or something tasty to attract fish. Right? You know, they want to attract what they're trying to go for. So they have bait, right? So you don't want the fish to be cautious. You don't want to be like, oh, this is a little sketchy. You know, there's a whole bunch of water and a hand in front of it. I don't like it. You want to jump first and not think about it, not to watch the surroundings. They know it, they're on the hook, right? Or a little too close to the... What?
You're exposing Lurgis Theater Program.
So, as I pretended that the hairs were getting closer, there was a few people, or at least one person, was like, oh, I want to see this, so I'm getting closer. It just happened. Right, maybe they would. Maybe. Now, we've been in Colossians, right, for a little bit, and anyone can guess or remember what's happening in Colossia?
They're being silly.
There's a whole bunch of hair wrestling matches. Isn't Paul talking to him? Yeah, he has a letter. No, that's all right. You're good. Yeah, 2 weekends. So Paul's writing this letter, and he's doing what in the letter?
Telling them that God is, Jesus is the only one true God, and there is, what you're doing is not true Christianity.
Right. Well, yeah, at least some of them. There was a majority of there, so there was false teachers out there. Yes.
I also remember he was saying to warn, to say the letter to the people in, a neighboring city as well, because they're also having, the same problems of, false teachings and such.
Right. Right. Actually, if we look through Paul's epistles, so his letters, he does this a lot. In Galatia, there's Judaizers, here. There's a lot of people what got saved, but then didn't really know what to do with it. And then they're like, oh, is that what I should do, or this should I do? And then people are changing it. So there's a lot of false doctrine going around. Now, know that a false teacher will come across as a friend, right? Somebody you trust, somebody that's not doing spray water in your face, right? That's how they don't come across. They'll be like, oh, you're a Christian? I'm a Christian too. That is so cool. I'm going to help you be a super Christian. Now, most of the Colossians were Gentile, right? So they weren't Jewish, they were Gentile. And most of those Gentiles, all at this point, they knew that the first group to believe in God were the Jewish people, right? Now, there were some of these tricksters what told them that, you know what? Oh, believing in Jesus, yes, you're doing awesome. But you also have to follow every tradition, every custom. You have to become a Jew in order to be truly saved. You're just halfway saved. You need to be a Jew to be saved. So the big question, one of the big questions back then was about circumcision. At the time, all the Christian Jew or Gentiles, I shouldn't say all, but 95%, 99% were not circumcised. Only Jews practiced circumcision, and you could definitely tell there's a definitely difference between the two, between circumcision and not circumcised. Remember Paul, we also need to remember that Paul's the one who was writing this letter, Paul was Jewish. Right? He was born Jewish. He followed all the traditions. He even persecuted those who wanted to change those traditions. That's where we met Paul first. His Jewish name being Saul. So as Saul, he persecuted Christians because they were changing the traditions. To the point of prison, in death. Now, this is what he has to say about circumcision. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. Cassia.
In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body and sins of flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
So, Paul talks about the circumcision without hands. Now, if we believe, if we trust and make Jesus the Lord of our lives, we belong to him. So in him, we are spiritually circumcised, or he has spiritually circumcised our heart, removing that hold that sin has on our hearts. Paul is teaching that physical circumcision, there's nothing wrong, but he's saying it's still a symbol of following God. That's a symbol, yes, I'm going to follow God. However, what's more important is what's in our hearts. Because what's in our hearts, that's who we are. That's our desires. That's what we're going for. In Psalms 51, verse 10, Max, can you read that?
Create in me
So it's what's in our heart, that clean spirit, what's in our hearts. That's what we should be desiring. That's what is better for us. You know, our as a Christian life, to go out as a Christian life, we need to have our clean hearts, right? Because everything else goes through that. Because that's where we make that choice of putting off our old life, our old ways, in going for a new life, a Christian life. Colossians chapter 2, 12 and 13. Stephen, can you read that? Circumcision
of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
So baptism, it's a symbol, right? It's a symbol of us dying like Jesus and coming back to life. You know, dunking in the water, it's like we're dying, we're going in the grave, and then we're coming out, new and cleansed. Being washed clean of our past. I know sometimes it sounds weird, well, I didn't die with him. You didn't physically, but it's talking about spiritually, right? Christianity in Christianisms, I don't know. This is part of that Christianism as far as we died with Christ. You know, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us from that point on. You know, like circumcision, there's the physical realm and there's the spiritual one. You know, the more important one is the spiritual one, right? That's how we are. That's how we believe. That's in our hearts. You know, not that there's anything wrong with the physical as far as being baptized. It's good to be baptized, and it holds us accountable because it lets people know around us, hey, I want to follow a Christian lifestyle. That's great. But once we make that choice to follow Jesus, we are baptized. You know, that single act, because we need to remember that single act of physically going out to Fool's Hollow or a river and getting baptized, that doesn't make us a Christian. You know, 100% we're Christians when we accept God. You know. But you as a Christian can be uncircumcised. We could be unphysically baptized. You know, that single act doesn't make us or break us. If that makes sense. Chapter 2, 14 and 15. Jesse? The handwriting. So what this is it's a list. It's not a good list. It's a list against us, right? It's a list of mistakes that we've made, basically. It's our debts, the things we owe. So everybody has a list. You know, everybody has that. Jesus didn't care about the list. He wanted to get rid of the list. He didn't want to know about the list, but he wanted to get rid of it. He wiped it all of our debt clean on the cross. He nailed it to the cross. When he died for us, he put that on the cross and he got rid of it. He paid it in full. In John 15, or John 19, verse 30, Cassia.
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
So that's when he died on the cross, right? And that's what he said. Now, he didn't speak English, so physically, he didn't actually say, "It is finished," because that's English, right? It was the words tetelestai. In which that means, if we translate that, you know, it goes through different translations, but in the Aramaic or Hebrew, it means paid in full. So he didn't say that, I'm paying 90%, and then anybody who wants to, they could pay the 10%, right? It's up to them. No, you know, he didn't say, I'll do this part, but then you need to be circumcised also. No, Jesus is enough. He paid in full. He said it was finished. That was it. The thing is that, but there's something we also need to remember, is that it's finished, but just because we're free to do anything doesn't mean that everything we can do is good for us. You know, we need to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Now, we should be doing good deeds, but it's not to work our way to heaven. It's just because we're following Jesus. You know, we're saved by what Jesus did on the cross. Nothing else that we've done saves us. You know, he saved us. We can't save ourselves. Now, Jesus defeated the principalities and powers, the evil of the day, you know, in a public execution. So this is very public, right? Because they're taking him down to hang him on a cross. There's people there. They'd come out for executions. And this is typically what you'd see, like if you would conquer an enemy, and they would do this, and it'd be like a sign of victorious. And I'm sure the enemy, they're like, yes, we're winning. But Jesus didn't let that happen, right? He did all this so that whoever believes in him would have victory because of the cross. Chapter 2, 16 and 17. Max.
So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
So again, beware of tricksters, right? Don't let people judge you. You know, pray about things. Look up things. Ask questions. Jewish regulations, like the kosher diet, their food, their drink, you know, certain festivals, the new moons, the Sabbath, there's nothing wrong with celebrating them. But you can't be thinking, if I perform this, that means God loves me more. You know, we're all children of God. He loves us all equally. He loves us all the same. Someone following those traditions shouldn't judge somebody who doesn't follow those traditions. And vice versa. Somebody not doing this, we can't be judging somebody what follows those traditions. Those traditions are shadows. You know, shadows of things that were in the past, you know, but those things in the past, they did get the people to this point, you know, because they all showed, or they all pointed towards Jesus. And that's the important part, is always being with Christ. That's the substance. That's the meat. You know, not little garnish on the side. That's the substance. That's those things where it's going to nourish us. These regulations show people that they needed Christ. We need to get Christ right and follow him. Everything else is less important. Everything else will fall in line. In Colossians chapter 2, 18 and 19, Stephen, it holds out. Sorry, Stephen, it's just the way it works out. Ligaments. Hold that up there just for a second, Stephen. Now, some people seem to be humble, right? You meet them and they seem to be humble. Yet, there are those who are fooled. They're even fooled by the pride in the things that they do. And thinking that something they do is equal to believing in Jesus. If you say people need to believe and they also need to be circumcised, you're saying that that circumcision is equal to believing, right? It's saying that, oh no, this is equal. God isn't enough. You need to do this. That's far from the truth. Some will see that, you know, they were worshiping things other than Jesus. Again, saying that there's something out there what is equal to his power. Wrongo, right? Wrongo. You're wrong if you believe that. You know, thanks for playing. You lost. Sorry, let's go to the next person, right? You're done. Notice what these people did. These people had held on to the old traditions. They did not hold fast to the head. And if you notice, what's different in that sentence about when it says fast to the head? Normally, is the head circumcised? Normally it wouldn't. So is it grammatically wrong? No, it signifies that the head is talking about God. And that's why the H is capitalized.
Oh. I was wondering what you're talking about for a second. What?
So the head is a proper name, right? That's why it's capitalized. So it signifies God. Sorry. I it was straight in my head. But I knew what I was going for. So don't let people stumble your walk is the bottom line. Don't let people fool you because they would be cheating you out of your rewards. Jesus has promised and set aside rewards for each and every one of us. Yo, those are ours. And if we get on the wrong path, we could lose them. But they're ours, right? They're definitely ours. We just have to claim them. Don't let people cheat you out of those things. In Colossians chapter 2, 20 through 23, I think there's a few slides, Jesse. So if we choose to follow Christ, believing in him that he died and rose again on the third day, in a sense, we died with him, right? Again, using that Christianity or Christianisms. We want our sinful desire to be cut away, you know, cut away from our lives and die. Right? Basically, we want that done out of our lives. Letting his Holy Spirit guide us. You know, again, Jesus said it was finished. Now, we need Jesus, but he is all we need. You know, eating the right foods, after we eat the right foods, there's still, we're going to have to eat again, right? Celebrating the correct days, after that day is finished, there's a new day, right? A new day dawning. You know, the regulations had never, there was never a completion date because we're going to have to keep on doing it and doing it. There was never a finish line. They'll never be finished. Yet with Jesus, we are complete. You know, we are saved as soon as we give our lives to him. You know, not saying that we're perfect, you know, in that we do everything right. We chose this life that we want. We still need to live that life, and we need to navigate it. Right? We need to navigate it. Now, we can easily be tripped up and fall. It happens. You know, but we can't let that get to a point where we lose our track or we get lost on another path. And then we're walking away from Jesus. That's why it's very important to hold on fast to Jesus, not letting go of him, but if you do, fast to come back, fast to return. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 9, Cassia. Be careful and beware of our surroundings. Throughout our lives, we will encounter tricksters. We will encounter those people who want to fool you. Don't be fooled by that. And always, always keep focused on Jesus. Self-imposed religion is a man reaching towards God, trying to justify himself by the list of man-made rules. Christianity is God reaching down to us in love through Christ. Cassie, can you close us in prayer?